sarvopadhi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam hrishikena hrishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchate. Bhakti means engaging the senses in the master of the senses, in Hrishikesh, a name for Krishna. Being free from all mundane designations, being completely purified. This verse is from Narada Pancharatra. It's quoted by Srila Rupa Goswami just in the beginning of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, along with his own verse, Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnanakamadhyana Vritamanukulyena Krishnanushilanam Bhakti Ruchyate. That devotional service, bhakti, means being free from any motive for personal enjoyment, whether on the platform of karma or the platform of jnana. Without these coverings, one should cultivate Krishna consciousness in a favorable way, a manner that's pleasing to Krishna. So this is one of the these two verses give the basic definitions of bhakti, which Rupa Goswami goes on to establish what is bhakti, and then he gets into the subject of the book, which is bhakti ras. Anyway, I'm quoting this verse, Sarvopadhi Vinir Muktam. Srila Prabhupada quoted this many times. It's among one of Srila Prabhupada's most quoted verses, must be in the top 20 of his most quoted verses. So the first point here is to be completely free of all material designations, such as, well, the first one is, I am this body. the designations that go with that. I am male, female, cat, dog. And within human society, there are more designations such as Gujarati, Indian, Brahmin, MSc, engineer, fool. These are all different kind of designations. Big-bodied, small-bodied, fat, thin, sickly. And I say, well, someone is sickly. No, the body is sickly. This is discussed in great detail. By who? In Srimad Bhagavatam. Jarbharat discusses all the various places it's discussed, but especially Jarbharat. He discusses this in detail. So the first point is to be free of all material designations. Vinirmuktam, with some emphasis, really free, just not maintaining material designations at all. Of course, we have spiritual designations. We're not that impersonalist that we have no locus standi anywhere. We're just, well, we don't have any, no designation means you don't exist or your existence is merged into that of everything. There must be some designations to exist as an individual. So devotee's basic designation, or the actual designation of the spirit soul, is Jivesarupoi Krishna Nityodas, to be the eternal servant of Krishna. And within the service of Krishna, there are designations. This is tree, cat, the spiritual world. Servant, friend, parent, lover, and every individual is specific, have their own specific personality and style of dressing and bodily formation. So designations, to be free of designations means to be free of material designations. Now, this might seem to be very difficult because here in this material world where, unfortunately, we all are at the moment, we can't exist for a moment without putting designations on others. We can't function practically in this world unless we see the difference. Just like Srila Prabhupada sometimes commenting on this verse, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Shuni Chaiva Shvapake Pandita Samadarshanaha. A pundit, he sees with equal vision. A learned and gentle Brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater. Well, that doesn't mean that if he sees a tiger, he'll run up to it and embrace it and become tiger food. We have to react with others differently, interact with all living beings differently. That means we have to see the current set of designations that they're working under and make some judgment of how we should interact with them based on that. So, how do we get free of material designations? What does it mean to be a samadarshi? Srila Prabhupada once, when some people in India were accusing him of not being samadarshi, Prabhupada said, "My samadarshan is I preach Krishna consciousness to everyone, not just to the Hindus. They're not being in caste consciousness." So, well, it means to see that ultimately everyone is a spirit soul. But as long as we're in this material world, we have to interact with it according to its rules to a large extent. In Krishna consciousness also, though we're not supposed to see anyone higher or lower, all are devotees, but still there's a difference. Actually, even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, before listing the main devotees in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that none are higher and none are lower. But then later on he goes to say that such and such devotee is a very great branch of the tree and like this. So in it's two perspectives. In one sense, all are Vaishnavas, or all are pure devotees. In another sense, well, there is a difference. Guru is one. All gurus are the same, inasmuch actual gurus, they all teach the same thing. At the same time, not everyone's a Ramanuja or a Bhaktisiddhanta or a Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So there's sameness and difference. Both are there. So within the Krishna consciousness movement, we also say Indian devotees, foreign devotees, Bengali devotees, Juhu devotees, senior devotees. That's also a designation. When you go back to Godhead, we hope, Krishna doesn't say, "Oh, senior devotee." They say, "Well, you know, I'm a temple president. I was temple president for 20 years in GBC. And yeah, but how much do you love me?" That's the real thing that Krishna wants to see. May even be a very junior devotee. In the pastimes of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there was Bhagavad Jana Anand Prabhu, who joined as a young boy and was just in the mud for a short time. He passed away, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, so many of his disciples passed away in his presence, but he said he was a great devotee. He said he was Bhaktivinoda came again, but I didn't recognize him, he said. And then if you go to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Shwananda Shukada Kunja, his house in Godrum, you'll see that next to his samadhi is the samadhi of Krishnadas Babaji, who was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's servant for a short. He was a young boy, and he died shortly after Bhaktivinoda Thakur passed away, but he was treated as a great devotee. He's very intimate with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So senior, junior, to Krishna it doesn't matter. Of course, within our society there has to be some division, some recognition, some etiquette. All that should be there. But at the same time, we understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jai Bhaje Shebara. According to the degree of one's devotion, one is great. Not according to one's background. For preaching, also, we may promote someone. This devotee is a PhD member, IIT graduate. We may promote like that. Because people are enamored by material designations, people tend to think, oh yes, he must be, knowing what he's talking about, very great person, if he has this qualification. So that can be good for preaching, to say that, to advertise. We have here a professor from America is coming to speak. If there's a devotee who's a professor in America and we bring him to India to speak, then that's an attraction for the public. From our point of view, we're not so much concerned that he's a professor from America. He's, because we want to know, does he get up in the morning early? Does he chant his rounds? Otherwise, what's the use? We want him to communicate Krishna consciousness. The qualification for speaking to others about Krishna consciousness, the first qualification is that one should practice it properly and seriously oneself. But if you do that, and you also have this kind of qualification, you're a professor from America, then people will tend to take that. Actually, they don't care whether you practice Krishna consciousness. They care about your material designation. We don't care for material designation, except that it can be useful for preaching. But we want to see how carefully someone is practicing the process of Krishna consciousness. Of course, Srila Prabhupada did encourage devotees to preach among students, the educated class. Prabhupada also always used those words, because he said, if we keep on going expanding, but we don't have educated people who can manage things, then how will things go on properly? So it's expected that people who are more educated are able to perform certain functions which are essential for an organization. Management, leadership. Management and leadership are not necessarily the same, not necessarily synonymous. For preaching also, is there someone who's got the intelligence to think on in different ways, to understand the philosophical subject matter, hopefully they should be good in preaching. Of course, it's not necessarily that someone can be, has to be highly educated to be a good preacher. We have here in Gujarat the inspiring many hundreds of people and more all the time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Das was... does he have a... After fourth, that means he was not 9 years old or something, he left school. So his material educational level is not something you maybe want to advertise. It's, if you put a poster, so-and-so speaking, fourth level pass, who's going to come? No one's going to be attracted to that. So it's not necessarily true, but generally speaking, those who are highly educated, it's at least hoped that they'll be somewhat more materially competent. Of course, they may not be able to, they may have expertise in one area and someone else may have expertise in another. They might not be the people who are going to chant Harinam 6 hours non-stop. Yes, they may not have that much taste for the holy name, or they may not be the ones who are going to go in the kitchen every day after day and cook. And happily cook for serving the Lord and the devotees and the guests. So all different kinds of people are needed to do that. Of course, if they can do those things also, that's very nice. That's like gold with scent. Srila Prabhupada used to give that example. Presumably that's from Indian folklore or whatever, that gold is very valuable, but it has no scent. If somehow or other gold has scent, then it becomes even nicer. So, we may promote such and such a devotee is going to give a lecture, and this devotee is a PhD, something like this. And then materialistic people who judge in terms of material designations, they may be attracted to that or take it more seriously or whatever. For I'm introduced in different places before programs. I ask for that to be done also. Give some introduction so that people take it more seriously. And then people say, well, he's preaching in different countries of the world and so many years as in the Krishna consciousness movement and all this and that. It doesn't mean that that I'm any better qualified to speak or practice Krishna consciousness. But it gives people the idea that, well, someone quite important and the fact that I'm speaking in different places in the world suggests that I should have some level of competence to do so. Although that when I gave that student lecture here, that boy came up afterwards and said, 36 years and you don't know anything. As if he knows anything himself. He was trying to get the other students to join in with him. Come on, tell us, what did you get out of this lecture? Like this. They didn't respond. So we can do that also. We can say that for preaching. But how... I'm going to shift legs. How far do we want to take this? We may say also, you know, advertise someone. This guru has, you know, 12,000 disciples, and this one only has 5,000 disciples. So this one must be better. Like that, and well, this one had so much association with Prabhupada, so it might be thought that someone is better like that. We can advertise like that, but again, having many disciples in and of itself doesn't necessarily mean that one is a better channel for Krishna's mercy. Doesn't necessarily mean. I mean, these bogus gurus have so many disciples. If you put the standard down and canvas widely, you're more likely to get many disciples. It doesn't mean that you're benefiting them anymore. We see, just like many times I mentioned in this Rasikananda story, Sri Rasik Mangal, there are sometimes in the names of devotees it said so and so had thousands of disciples, and that's all there is. I mean, he had thousands of disciples, but we'll find that some caste Goswamis in Bengal, some of them have thousands of disciples. It means they're quite active, they travel around, but their overall contribution to the Krishna conscious movement is, I mean, that if you're not a caste Goswami, just capturing people for your own name, fame, and income, then, well, that's good. You give leadership to others and this and that. But we find that in the parampara list of the important devotees, we find the names, for instance, of Baladev Vidyabhushan. How many disciples did he have? But he had an important contribution in terms of his philosophical preaching and his philosophical books. How many disciples did Lokanath Goswami have? One. How many disciples did Gaurakishordas Babaji have? One. But the disciples they had were such devotees that Lokanath Goswami, who is his disciple? Who can say? You know, you all know. Okay, Narottam Das. Every day we sing Lokanath Lokar Jivam. This is Narottam's song to Lokanath. Kobe Lokanath More Shongi Loya Jabe Shirupa Pada Padme More Shamarpibe. So many times Narottam sings of Lokanath. When will Lokanath take me with me? And that line I just quoted. And offer me at the lotus feet of Rupa. Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. So, the point here is that within our society we may promote in some ways for preaching, but at the same time we have to understand that the real principle is Sarvo Padhivinirmuktam Tatparatvena Nirmalam Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Now that doesn't mean that some with we don't take it the other way also and say some with a PhD means they're useless, or someone has many disciples, they're useless. No, but it's not in and of itself the criterion for judging. We may say, well, someone joined as a PhD, they could have been successful, they could have had a good job in the material world, so they had more to sacrifice. Maybe. By becoming a devotee, they had more to sacrifice. But we have to understand the principle. Otherwise, we say these things for preaching, but we have to be careful that we don't start to think like that ourselves, because the nature of psychology is, as mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, sangat sanjayate kama. We become desirous of that which we associate with. So if we become attached to that. So if we go on all the time saying like this devotee is PhD, this, we start to think like that. Our thought processes start to, the wheels of our mind, you could say, start to move in that way. So this kind of thing is for external consumption, maybe to some extent for internal consumption also, because, you know, if someone does have money to spend, well, whatever it may be, they had to work, they had to do some work to do that. They had to do something, they had to motivate someone in some way to do something. So it is an achievement. Of course, preaching is generally considered to be the highest service. That's again a general statement, because Krishna is pleased by humble service also. The famous story of the squirrel pushing the sand into the water while the monkeys were bringing big rocks and showing their strength and which big rocks they could bring. So that is a famous example. Krishna might be pleased with humble service. Srila Prabhupada said that he used to live at Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan, and one Bengali widow who was living in the area when Srila Prabhupada was living there, she used to go to the Yamuna early morning every morning and bring water for Damodar service every day. Sometimes very cold in Vrindavan. No one likes to get up in that early morning, very cold, which if you live in this part of India or South India, you can't imagine how cold it gets there. But every morning, without fail, she'd be up and she'd bring it. Simple thing. Prabhupada said she went back to Godhead for doing that service. So Krishna may be pleased. We have to be very careful not to bring material designations and material consciousness into Krishna consciousness, because then it's not Krishna consciousness. At least it's not the Krishna consciousness that Rupa Goswami wants to teach us. It's easier for us to think like that in terms of material designations. But then we get into a dangerous platform. We start thinking, well, this one's better than that one because they have this material designation. Or we may start to think, well, we're better, you see. We're better, we're following better. We have educated devotees, we're better than others. But Krishna consciousness means to think in a whole different way. That doesn't mean that to see how everyone is serving Krishna. There are formalities within Vaishnava society. Senior devotees are to be served and respected, and definitely if an influential person comes, we should treat them according to their status. Just like you told me that you met some politician in Daman and he bought a set of Bhagavatam, so it means something because he's an important man in the small place called Daman, so he can help influence the preaching. It can be an influential person. But again, I'm just warning, we have to be very careful about this. Like that, seniors, they should be respected, and important people in the world, we accord them respect according to their station and all this. We don't begrudge that. But at the same time, we should know that status in Vaishnava society, having status at all, the idea of having status in itself, that I will be prestigious, that is a very wrong way of thinking. And it may be that someone has been in the movement many years, but they never really became very advanced, because it may be that someone who's younger in the movement is more advanced. It may be someone who's older in the movement, they never really advanced. Maybe because they never stopped thinking in terms of these mundane designations. Or whatever it may be. That example is there of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told that story of the wedding party. Travel by boat is very common in southern part of, in many places in Bengal, southern part of West Bengal and all of most of East Bengal. Often people travel by boat at night because it's hot in the day. So you get in the boat and then the boatman takes you, and then you wake up the next morning, you know, maybe 30 kilometers downstream, and you've reached your destination. So one group going to a wedding, they got in the boat just at night, and they saw the boatman was rowing, and then they all went to sleep, and they woke up in the morning and the sun rose and they found they were in the same place, because the boatman had forgot to untie the boat. So they were all in the boat all night, but they didn't go anywhere because they didn't untie it. So if we don't do the basic things and get untied from the material attachments, material sense gratification, then we may go on with the formality of being Krishna conscious, but we may not go anywhere. We may not advance. So that's one point I wanted. I may not have made it many times, but just in a more systematic way, that we shouldn't get too much into all this kind of consciousness. And it must be there. Within this mature world, there are various designations and positions, and we have to act according to that. But at the same time, the very important instruction for understanding and entering into Krishna consciousness is not to have material designations, to see everyone as spirit soul and see everyone in relationship to Krishna and their service to Krishna. Now I may say, well, a position in the Krishna consciousness is not material, it's a position for serving Krishna. But by our attitude we can take it as material. If, just like several times I told us that I used to visit Burma regularly, and I used to visit one Marwari man there. He's probably dead by now. So my Brahmachari name was Ilapati. So one time I came in and he said, "Oh, Ilapati," he saw me sitting in his shop. His shop was open. I just walked in. And then I said, "Actually, my name changed, you see, and now I took sannyas." And he turned to his friend and said, "Promotion hoga." He got promotion. So that way of thinking, I got promoted. Think of my career is made a big step in my career. That went up. Not that way of thinking. In one sense, yeah, it's definitely when you, if you take sannyas, it is a difference. It's all of a sudden people start treating you in a different way. You're the same person. It's not that you all of a sudden became a great pure devotee or whatever you were before. You are 5 minutes before the sermon and 5 minutes after, you're the same, but people treat you differently. So that designation is there. That's also required for preaching, but we should understand that's also a designation for preaching. When you leave the body, then Krishna, he's not obliged to take you in because you're a sannyasi. So, Hare Krishna. Any question about this? ISKCON is a designation. It's a designation, but whether it's material or spiritual, it depends on how we take it. It should be completely spiritual. It is completely spiritual, but just like Krishna is completely spiritual, but some people see him as material. Prabhupada said about the deity. He said, if this is Krishna, he's come to you, he wants to talk to you. So you get yourself ready, you prepare yourself to talk to Krishna. But if you take this as a brass-made idol, then Krishna will remain for you, he'll remain a brass-made idol forever. Yayatamang prapadyante tangs tathaiva bhajami aham. You can join ISKCON and you can follow all the processes given by Srila Prabhupada and go back to Godhead. Or you can join ISKCON and make yourself a comfortable way of living and not go back to Godhead. Prabhupada said about some of his godbrothers, he said, they got the blessings of my Guru Maharaj to enjoy the facilities of the Gauriya Math. And he said, I got the blessings of my Guru Maharaj to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. Krishna's a desire tree. You can get anything from him you want.
Because these material designations, they help in preaching, so you can first get and then you try and be preaching will be more effective.
The idea that you should first get a material qualification because it's helpful in preaching, and then you come and preach. And there may be some currency to that, especially if you're already doing your college degree. Prabhupada, I know of at least one case where devotee Mahaman Prabhu, whose designation is, I don't know, zonal, GBC or whatever it's called for Madhya Pradesh, Punjab and Himachal and all those areas. I first met him in Bhaktivedanta Manor in London. Then I I spoke with him and he told me he was at university. I was surprised. I said, oh, why don't you just join? He said, Prabhupada told me that I'd already started my course, so I might as well finish it. So he finished and then he joined. So, if you're already doing the course, then maybe. I wouldn't say that you have to do it. Everyone should do a course and then your preaching will be better. Because the main thing in preaching is not the degree that you have, but the degree of, not the piece of paper you have, but the degree of Krishna consciousness you have, the degree of purity and practice and all this kind of thing. But it may be in some cases that some people are, that their own resolve to join is not strong. There may be various reasons that one might advise someone to finish their degree or even go and take a degree or something like this. But not in all cases. You were studying at Vallabhadranagar and you left your course in between, is it?
Yeah, and a half, because it was like 5.5 year course. Anyway, I decided that even if I would complete this study, I would not work in that field because it was so sinful.
Well, you're doing biotechnology? Monsanto stuff. Huh? A lot of people doing that. Even I see many devotees' children, they go in for that. Biotechnology.
Another devotee who was in the same...
My sister, my first sister, she got into genetics. That came before biotechnology. And then she also worked in a different field. I think she did that, just some stuff in biology for a short time, and then she did something else. Like that. Like most people, in the West at least, do. They get this degree in one thing and they work in a completely different field. It's quite normal.
Another devotee was also working, also studying in the same field. And for him it didn't matter that whether to continue his studies, it's so sinful. And he just went on MSc, PhD and just he's going on still.
He's still studying, one of your...
Yeah, completely different.
One of your fellow students.
Not my colleague, senior.
So he's still studying.
Still studying and working in the same field.
I see. But he didn't. What was his contribution to the Krishna conscious movement? That we have to see how Krishna is best served. It's not necessarily that by getting a degree and this and that. That Gaur Nitai, before he became Swami Suryadev, he told me that when he gave a 6-session course that he put his qualification underneath and he said so many people, he had some kind of qualification, so-called, I can't remember what it was. He said so many people came because of that, because they saw that. But I don't know, like you see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he does this all over Gujarat. Maybe he's not dealing with the most educated people. But is it really necessary to have... You can have, but like I say, when you have to go back to Godhead, it doesn't make any difference. Everyone's a jiva, right? So we want to see if people are chanting Hare Krishna, ultimately. Just I just got an email from one godbrother of mine who just... He's based in California, he's preaching. And he just went down to Mexico and he found, oh, people are so much more receptive. And just over the border, just what a difference. And why not preach? And then they're all spirit souls. They may not be as prestigious as white Americans, but they're all spirit souls. And go back to Godhead. I remember years, many years ago, Jai Bhattakumaraj used to say this quite often. He'd say, let's go and preach in the villages. The people are so much more receptive. They're all spirit souls. We can deliver more people back to Godhead if we go in the villages. So, and he has developed that over the years in West Bengal, Bangladesh, and all like that. So, we're not for or against anyone. We just want to see how people are able to come to Krishna consciousness. The idea is there that, well, if we get like what are considered prestigious people, then others will follow. Yad yad achrasti shreshtas tata devete rojanaha sayat pramanam kurute lokas tata nuvantate. But it can be that you just concentrate on the educated people and don't care too much about the others, that some syndrome is like that among certain groups of preachers here in India, seems like that. So then again, how does it contribute to the overall preaching? You have to have a holistic vision. Prabhupada himself, he liked to meet with big people and educated people. He wouldn't just meet with them and have someone take a photo. He'd preach to them. He'd preach them very directly. But he also wanted village preaching in India. He wanted preaching at all levels. He himself, here in Gujarat, he went Sanand, and he wanted to go around all different villages. But then he said someone else should do it. But he has other things to do. But he wanted that. He wanted all levels of preaching. Now, among devotees, we shouldn't judge others according to their material qualification. It shouldn't be like among non-devotees in India, then it's quite normal when people meet each other to ask, what is your educational qualification? It shouldn't be that devotees say that. That means we're on a very mundane kind of platform. We judge devotees according to their material education. Something seriously wrong there. We should rather, especially in India where there's so much maya about material education, people are so much enamored by it. It should be one of the, we should teach along with the first verses of Bhagavad Gita, we should teach the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Joro Bidda Jato Mayar Bhaibhav Tomar Bhajane Badha Anitya Sangsare Moha Janamaya Jivke Kariye Gadha. Which means that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying to Krishna that worldly or mundane knowledge or education is simply a display of maya and an obstacle in devotional service to you, Krishna. In this material world where everything is temporary, it causes illusion and turns the jiva into an ass. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.